As the Owens Art Gallery gets ready to show a retrospective of Sackville-based artist John Murchie's work in January, they are putting out a call for help. The paintings from Murchie's series, Duck Decoy Paint Portraits, which number somewhere close to 100, are spread far and wide, and Emily Falvey, the director and curator of the Owens Art Gallery, is hoping to gather them together again in time for the show. CHMA spoke with Falvey and started out asking about John Murchie, the artist who's been an integral part of Sackville's visual arts community.
Yes, very involved in the community, an artist, writer, critic, curator, librarian, former librarian at NASCAD. Been here for decades, was very, very involved in Struts, huge supporter of many artists in the community and outside the community, huge supporter of artists in the region. Just an amazing person and also an amazing artist. And not that many people have seen his work because he's very quiet about it or has been in the past. So we're really excited to finally have this retrospective show because he's been making paintings, not just paintings, making arts for 50 plus years. So it's going to be good.
Okay. So that's coming up in January. And in preparation, you've put out this call, which intrigued me. What are you asking people to sort of dig around for?
Well, John started this series of duck decoy paint portraits. So it's a series of 100 paintings that he started in 1998. I'm not sure if he's finished it yet. He's still making them. But what he did is they're all more or less the same. They're all in the same color, and they involve layer painting and then a duck decoy silhouette that's made out of paint that is like, it's sculptural, so it's like he does it on a surface and he scrapes it off and like attaches it to the canvas. There's a picture with the call that we put out. So the idea was that he would make these paintings and sort of put them out into the world, and then at a time in the future, he would try to bring them all back together as a sort of a way to complete the work. So we're kind of trying to do that to see how many we can get back, and how close we'll get to, you know, the number that were made, basically.
So that's so interesting. So these are art pieces in and of themselves, but then they're also part of a sort of larger sort of concept work of these ducks out in the world and returning home, I guess, migrating back to Sackville.
Exactly. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So we haven't found too many of them yet. So I'm really pleased that you're going to share this with the you know, listeners, because I don't know, John doesn't know where they all are.
Okay. So, I mean, do we have any idea, or do we think that there's going to be a number of them in Sackville, or are they much farther afield?
They could be much farther afield. So I have one that I got when I was in Ottawa that had been donated to Saw Gallery for an auction. And then I got, my father had another one from somewhere, I don't know where. So they could be, and my father is in Nova Scotia, so they could be anywhere.
Okay. So we need to get this story wide, like far and wide, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. All right. If people do come across one or know where one is, what should they do?
They should get in touch with me. So my contact information is on the Owens Art Gallery website, and they should email me or call me.
Okay.
I should also mention that there are other works that look similar to this series of work, and I'm interested in those too, but I'm primarily interested in this series. So if it's in the series on the back, there should be a number. It should say like Duck Decoy Paint Portrait number 16 or number 8.
Okay. And that could go up somewhere close to 100. We're not sure how many.
Well, I'm not sure how many he's done. I know he's still making them, so I don't think he's made it to 100 yet, unless he forgot that that's what he was doing. He did start it in 1998, but I'm pretty sure that he hasn't made it to 100 yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing this. We'll do our best to get the word out, Emily. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's great.
That was Owens director and curator, Emily Falvey. If you own a duck decoy paint portrait or know someone who might, get in touch with Falvey at efalvey@mounta.ca, mta.ca. You may be able to help reunite the flock for a showing in January 2023.